second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 206, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the supervision of local state agency accounts by the state treasurer and the state auditor.
Senate Bill 206 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. We had Senate Bill 206 in state affairs, and it was extensively hoghoused and took a lot of the, I guess, the meaning. There's kind of, let me give you just a little background on this. There's a lot of accounts that set in local banks for one reason or another. Some of them are entrance fees to parks, different things like that. It's not the intent of, you know, the people that are running those things to have the guy leave home and put his bag of money underneath the seat of his pickup and leave it there for a week or whatever. So they have local accounts for very specific and special reasons. And they can take those funds that they get from collecting proceeds or fees or licenses, which it might be a board or commission that has local accounts and they have to write checks for refunds or different things out of. Those accounts are all well and justified. The problem is, current statute says that the state auditor and the state treasurer are responsible before a local account is opened. In other words, the treasurer and the auditor both have to agree to it and give permission for the account to be opened. The main reason for that is to let the treasurer and auditor know that those accounts are out there and that there is state taxpayer dollars in funds other than the state cash flow fund. The other thing that it does is let legislative audit also know that there's accounts out there, and legislative audit testified in committee that they, as a rule, audit those accounts on an every other year, every 2 year basis. The problem we have is that we can't always track the accounts, we don't know where they are, and we don't know how much money are in those accounts, and by law they're supposed to be swept down to a point, or cleaned, down to a point where those agencies or commissions or whatever that the board may be has a tendency to operate, or they can operate with that money. The rest of that money is supposed to be taken by the treasurer and put into the state's cash flow fund and invested by the investment council to draw interest. It still belongs to the commission or whoever it was that the money was taken out of their account. They receive the interest back off of those funds. And when that money is received and they need that money, the treasurer has to put it back in their account so that they can clearly be able to spend the money in the way they're supposed to. There's also another tie into this, that there is a state law that says that any local accounts that are opened outside of that, that have to remain there, cannot draw interest. And I think there's two reasons behind that. When the legislature instated that years ago, was that one of them, they wanted the money to draw a higher rate of interest to be able to put into the cash flow account, let the investment council deal with that problem. And the other thing was for the cases of embezzlement or other things, that they didn't want interest being paid to accounts they had no idea it was being paid to. Senate Bill 206 right now takes the Auditor General and makes him in charge of trying to find local bank accounts. The Auditor General testified in committee that that really wasn't his responsibility, and he didn't want that job of trying to track local accounts down and find out where they were at. We had a discussion with the Bankers Association on this, and I think the Bankers Association was very receptive and, in a way, trying to help us with that. They're going to try to educate their members and say that any local accounts that are opened need to have permission from the treasurer and the auditor, as state law currently specifies. That takes care of part of the problem that's out there right now and for things and accounts that are in the future. The thing that it doesn't do is it doesn't take care of the accounts that are out there now that no one is aware of and no one can find, or they don't know they're in existence. There's been estimates of anywhere from $7 to $18 million sitting in local accounts that are in banks all over the state of South Dakota that the treasurer or auditor, neither one have authorized, nor do they know about their existence. And if they don't know about it, legislative audit can't track it. Legislative audit is not able to audit those accounts. By constitutional duty, it is the responsibility of the treasurer and auditor both to deal with funds. The auditor deals with disbursements. It's the treasurer's responsibility to deal with funds in a depository sense. And, Madam President, I have an amendment at the desk. I think everyone has a copy. I'd waive the reading. It's 206-OB.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Huttmacher motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. What this does is gives the auditor or the treasurer the right to check in banks and find local accounts. The Auditor General also has that authority. I think this puts it back in perspective of what the treasurer's duties are constitutionally and what the auditor's duties are constitutionally and what the Auditor General's job is as being an employee of this legislature. I think it's in our best interest to have those funds tracked. It's in the best interest of the commissions. Of course, I'd be a little nervous if I was one of the guys having a single signature account on local funds out there and some of the funds disappeared. I would want that protection and want to know that there was a dual signature account out there so that something couldn't happen to those funds. And I know there's been cases around the country. I believe Maryland and Oklahoma have had trouble with some of their funds that disappeared, some of them over $1 million worth, and ended up down in Costa Rica or somewhere like that on the beach, and they couldn't never get a hold of it. So I think what we're trying to do here is a little preventive medicine and not put our employees or directors of boards or commissions who have in charge of that fund to have that opportunity or to even put them in a place that may be very precarious for them. I would hope that we could pass this bill and pass the amendment on and send it on over to the House. I think it's only in the best interest of the legislature and the boards and commissions involved, and I think it's in the best interest of the people of South Dakota. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Huttmacher motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Dugart.
Madam President, I move we table the Huttmacher amendment and the bill.
Is there a second? The motion is to table the Huttmacher pending amendment and the bill. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig? Dennard?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer? Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hange?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson? Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
No.
Simmons?
No.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Whiting.
Aye. Senator Munson? Senator Munson? Madam President, ayes 21, nays 11, excused 3.
The motion has received a majority vote of the members elect, and Senate Bill 206 and its pending amendment are tabled.